Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up? Well, it is a Patriots Monday, and normally we are at Gillette Stadium, and actually that is where we were about an hour ago. And due to some issues beyond our control, it appears that we will be back here in the Brighton studio this morning, and we will do the show from here, which is fine, although I have one tiny little concern, and that is if you are a superstitious person interrupting any kind of a superstitious flow with regard to this football team. I think you know what I'm talking about, and that is the victory celebration shot, which Mike Vrabel will join us at 7 on the phone. I guess he could do one. We could go out and get him and do him here or something. I don't know.
I almost said to Scheim, I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving. I'm staying. I'm doing the shot.
Maybe you should have.
I know.
Stayed there. You should. Maybe you should.
I know.
You should have stayed there.
I said, I'm going to handcuff myself to this seat. They're going to have to drag me out of here.
Listen.
Kinky.
That's my
not unprecedented. At one point, the great Lyndon Byers handcuffed himself to the old Foxborough Stadium, so the New England Patriots would not move to Connecticut.
Well, we appreciate that, LB.
There's an EEI reference as well. Mutt was once handcuffed by his ankle to a bench.
But I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Oh, my man.
I'm sure we'll be fine, and more importantly, we have a football team. I am... the schedule argument is out the window. I don't want to hear anything about the competition level. You're able to go on the road. This team now is 5-0 on the road. You're able to go down and win difficult football games over and over and over again on the road. Should your running back core be depleted? You are able to find those, and they're in this case, they're a rookie who can step up and get the job done. Same with wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you tell me, what is the issue that prevents this team from going deep into the playoffs?
I've been saying
I will wait. I will wait right now.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously the health thing is number one on everybody's list, right? But I've been saying it from day one. I think people now have to say, they have to believe us and say, this team has the same amount of chances winning the Super Bowl as anybody else in the league right now that is playing at a very good level. Yeah. And you have to look at them and go, you know what? They've won in multiple ways. Close games, games that they almost gave away, games that people thought were going to be trap games. They've beaten good teams on the road. And when you look at this team, and I'll just speak for the AFC, aren't they the most consistent team doing it when it comes to winning? We bring up Buffalo, we bring up Kansas City, and then you watch Buffalo yesterday against Miami. You're like, what?
Wait a second. I mean, certainly for a 7-game stretch, I mean, that is 7 in a row that they have won. And certainly for that stretch, They are. I mean, the Colts are there as well, and the Colts mm-hmm. found a way to win yesterday without much of an offense. But the head coach has big, gigantic brass balls on him and is willing to mm-hmm. Willing to do things that might not normally be the way things are done in the NFL. And so every element that mm-hmm. you need appears to be there when it comes to this New England Patriots football team. And
just think about Greg last year, right? The receivers, Booty, others would post after the game some mocking story about the offense or the team.
Yeah.
There were players in London or Germany, wherever the hell they were, MIA. There was such this constant drumbeat of dysfunction. And since they hired Mike Vrabel, it's been like you skipped 5 years and you got right back to the peak of the Patriots dynasty. Like, everything is prepared. They're not always going to be great. They're going to make mistakes. The awful interception in the red zone. Brady's done it a million times. Drake did it yesterday. And then the defense stops the Bucs. They do not allow their opponent to take advantage of a turnover. And at no point yesterday, when they got the lead at the half, did I think they were going to lose the game.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You have full confidence in this football team from kickoff. And I mean, I'll probably get killed for saying it, Curtis. I think you sent me a text yesterday. The vibe is 2001 like when you look at the guys that are getting it done, and the guy who's the head coach who was on that team, and the way that they are able to take advantage of things when they need to take advantage. You brought up Mike Vrabel. I got to tell you something about Josh McDaniels. The guy is shine, cover your ears. He is able to look at their opponent first quarter into the second quarter mm-hmm. and then find ways to exploit what they are doing. And he did that extraordinarily well yesterday. And so it is.
It's Pop Douglas. The next week it's Matt Collins. And you know what happens? Neither of them complain. Like, it's every week last year, there was somebody bitching about something. This year, Pop Douglas has three catches, has one big catch yesterday, otherwise relatively non-factor. Mm-hmm. Matt Collins gets over 100 yards, 10 catches, and it's just game plan specific. That is the old school Josh McDaniels Patriots offense.
Mm-hmm. And I would say, I when people say 2001-ish, you're going to have to kind of explain that one to me a little bit, because
they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I understand that. But
the expectations were not so high
Heading
into the season.
They were one of the worst franchises in the NFL.
I'd agree with that, because they're completely built completely different mm-hmm. than we were in 01.
Yeah, no.
You have arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and Brady was, you know, he was just more of, in that during that time, he was more of a passenger.
Top five passer rating quarterback in 01 in the NFL.
Yeah, but he was considered more of a passenger. We were built by running the football and playing great defense. I think this team, and I get like the kind of comparisons, like week in and week out, the wide receiver room might change. But you look at the way Drake May is playing, and to be talking about this guy being now the favorite to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean, it's going to be tough to beat Jonathan Taylor, but
quarterbacks always win.
Yeah, but I saw that Colts game. I figured, I don't know. That was, I would say, if you ask me who the most valuable player in the NFL is, it's Drake May.
Yeah. But, and you look at last year, right?
If Saquon's not winning,
Saquon didn't win last year. Yeah. And, you know, so Jonathan Taylor, you know, it's great to see what a running back can do.
But if your football team is able to win games when your quarterback is not, and the rest of the offense is not performing
well. If Daniel Jones continues to suck and they continue to win, I think he'll win it.
No, it's just,
that's what I'm saying, is if your quarterback stinks or is meh, and the rest of your offense is the same, and you're able to win because of your running back. But I mean,
he'd be the first in a long time. I mean, if he does win it,
I mean, Drake has a great an absolute great chance of winning it.
He should
be in the discussion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
That, you know, MVP, and you're talking about Coach of the Year. Just the things that Vrabel's been able to accomplish.
Yeah,
this team is just. I think that now, and I. There's probably still going to be some people locally that are like, you know, they can't do it. I just don't know what they watch. I watch the rest of the NFL. I don't look at a team, Pittsburgh, for example. Like you look at Pittsburgh, and you're like, all right, they're a good football team. But then
name another team in the NFL that is able to have Cardi B doing gymnastic moves in her bed to celebrate her boyfriend's touchdowns.
Okay, you took my lead again.
I will wait.
You think that they have some type of deal where it's like if you score a touchdown, you get to do something?
What do you mean?
I don't know, like something special.
Oh, like
you mean like sloppy
sexy
joes?
Time.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you heard Cardi B on Caller Daddy, listen, if you are Steph Diggs, you want to score as many touchdowns as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. But that guy has been a revelation on this football team.
Hell of a catch, too.
That toe tap?
Wow. Well, yeah, and then he came up huge before getting absolutely lambasted on the onside kick.
By the way, on that, Greg, that was the hardest I've ever heard a broadcast team try and do the reverse lock. How many times before the onside kick was actually kicked did they say, this never happens anymore. This is hardly ever successful three times in five years.
Also, I thought the NFL was trying to, when it comes to all kickoffs, trying to make them less dangerous for players. That appeared to be yesterday. That put Steph Diggs in a tenuous situation yesterday going up for that football.
Well, blame the toughness, though.
Blame the guys in front of you. You got one job. Block those guys coming towards me. Yeah. I catch the ball, you block. But and you're right. The ball's on Mike Vrabel.
Oh, my God.
Going for it at the end and a half on fourth down. Like
going for it, yes. In addition to that, giving up the first down with the weak attempt at the quarterback sneak that was not intended to get in the end zone, so as to eat clock was ballsy. The guy, and he'll join us at 7 this morning, Mike Vrabel. So we'll talk to him about all those things. But
And Drake May, we love you, brother, but stop with the QB sneaks.
Well,
there was a few of them on the day. It's
I can't say much. You can't say much bad about him. No. He was sailing the ball a lot early in that game, Sham. I don't know if that was
a little rainy.
Rain or whatever. But
once the rain stopped, he kind of settled down a little bit.
Yeah.
Could get a lot more rain games, though, coming up.
There's a lot to talk about this morning on a Patriots Monday, and we would love for you to join us during those discussions. The number to call is 617-779-7937, and you can text on that same number. That is the Subaru of New England text line. Text us all morning long. This is Mike from Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
I am so jacked up about this team. Mm-hmm. I love it. So, look, the thing you guys were talking about earlier about – you know, what concerns you? It's not a concern for me, but, like...
Oh, no.
What just happened?
It sounded like he was going into a tunnel.
Has 3-Eye Atlas arrived? Has the mothership started abducting people mid phone call? That's so much promise from Mike.
And he was getting right to the juicy part of it.
No, was he getting right to it?
Well, concern.
Like it was taking him a while.
Well, he was like, the one concern I have is that...
Can I issue a quick concern over Tony Romo?
Yes.
Did he think the Patriots defensive coordinator had passed?
He might have.
He said, and our condolences.
Yes, he did.
I noted that as well.
That was weird. Yeah.
Very strange. And then Jim Nantz was like, oh, he's, you know, fighting prostate cancer. We're thinking of him.
And then Jim Nantz went on to refer to the offensive coordinator as Josh Daniels five times in a row.
Yeah, he didn't do that. There
was also one point where they were talking about Vrabel and how impressive it is taking a team from a 13-win season, and then they had to
he screwed that one back.
13 losses.
Yeah, but he can still tell you that when Baker Mayfield yells 19, it's running left.
I think I texted the group. I think Wiggy should have trademarked Wiggle because they used that a few times during the broadcast yesterday.
You know, it's all good. They get paid the big bucks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Are you ready for another Victory Monday, Keith?
How could I not be, Jones? One after another. If you're not ready now, you'll never be ready. What a game. What a win. What a team.
It was quite a game, quite a roller coaster. Just on that call, quite a roller coaster.
Yeah.
We're almost like, I don't like they're running in the
car. Oh, my God! I love it!
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I'd like to make fun of Romo, but I was kind of with him.
I felt like Romo, really both Henderson touchdowns. I was like, that's the call?
That is the call! Way to go!
These plays to the left with Tonga are not working, and then, boom.
Tonga.
To the house.
Awesome.
This team is DTF, Jim.
No, they are. I'm with them on that, too.
This team
is absolutely 1,000%.
Hey, same. Me into the Pats. Spider-Man meme. Same. We are both that.
They are DTF.
Yes.
Big time DTF, and I'm in. Yeah. Pats win again. It's 7 in a row. Woo. They are now 8-2, and I hope.
I heard, Keith. What'd you hear?
You lose this game, it's bad.
Oh, really?
It's bad.
No, So flip side.
And so they won, which I guess means it good.
It's good. It's very good.
They now have two wins that I think they can stack up against anybody else in the AFC. Tampa and Buffalo, which, Lou, might,
honestly,
in fact, mean duck boats. It might.
Why not? If, like, for us to talk about it, why not? I'm sure Mike Vrabel, Drake May, those guys, they don't want to talk about that, and that's fair. Like, you get that. But you beat the Bills on the road and the Bucks on the road? All right. So, like, what? So who can't you beat? Like, there's nobody, especially the way the NFL has played out this year. Watch the games. We're going to do what happened next hour. You look around the league. Teams are tripping up all the time to inferior opponents. Patriots are rolling. And they already did, to be honest. I mean, you go back to, they lost to the Raiders. Like, that was week one. They lost to the Raiders, but they are trending very much in the right direction. They didn't have a lot of tough tests on the schedule. Well, they're 2-0 in what are the two tough tests. They'll have a rematch with Buffalo, and then they'll play Lamar and the Ravens later on in the year. But that was impressive because it wasn't their best performance. They didn't have Kayshon Booty. Even Ramondre. I know there's ups and downs with Ramondre. They didn't have him either. Like, they didn't play their best, and they still went into Tampa Bay and beat the Bucs. Like, that is super impressive.
Very impressive. And I think the most impressive part of it is they didn't even play their best.
No.
And they beat Tampa at Tampa. So you guys can discuss all day long. It is a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We got your phone calls, 617-779-7937 phone and text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat along. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can do that on YouTube as well. We're going to talk to Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday scheduled for 11:15. So mark that down. We have what happened from week 10 of the NFL. That's at 11:30 plus grab bag and the clip du jour. We're talking about the Patriots victory yesterday, 28-23. Against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It did not come without its bumps in the game.
Oh, for sure.
They once again can't stop a team on the opening drive. Just the Bucs march right down the field, score with ease.
Yeah.
You had Drake May throwing a late, awful end zone interception in the game. And yet, they beat the Bucs 28-23. They've won seven in a row. They are at the top of the AFC. They remain there, although percentage-wise, they actually dropped based on Indy's win and the Denver win, going back to Thursday Night Football. But they beat a team like Tampa, at Tampa, and they didn't even play their best, which to me is the key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Their ceiling's a lot higher than what they showed yesterday, Keith, and what they showed yesterday was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. You know, a couple of streaks went up in smoke. You know, they had not allowed a 50-yard rusher all season, and they've played against some really good backs. You know, Bijan Robinson's been on the schedule, and Sean Tucker, of all people, goes for 53 yards. So not a big day necessarily, but he did it on 9 carries, so credit to him. But so that breaks one streak, right? So
Sean Tucker, the slump buster.
Sean Tucker.
That's what he was.
I mean, they ran for 113, and so you gave up that stat, right? You had, like, this streak going, and it was, like, an all-time streak. I think it was, like, since the 60s, like, that a team had done that. So that's out the window. Drake May had this long streak of a 100 quarterback rating that we reference all the time because you're comparing him to 07 Brady, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes MVP seasons. Well, he barely throws 50% completion percentage. His quarterback rating is under 90. You mentioned that interception, just the worst interception. Like, that is something that you would think, like, a struggling rookie would do, because it wasn't just an end zone interception, which on their own are always terrible, but it was how much time was left, what the score was, how much a field goal would have actually helped you there. Like, that was a brutal end zone interception. Overcomes it. Like, they were able to overcome all of that and play against a top five, top 10, certainly quarterback in the NFL, do it on the road. Pretty good defense, a really good number one wide receiver who did have a good day. But, like, all of that, and you still won the game. So, like, they didn't play their best. That's another sign of a really good team, is when you don't have your best, even against a good opponent. Like, it's not like they played poorly and then they beat, you know, the Saints, which they did earlier this year. But, like, they didn't have their best game and they still beat the Bucs. Like, that is pretty impressive.
So they're up 21-16, as you detailed. They get down there. May throws just an awful end zone interception on third down.
Yeah.
Where who beat him to the pick? Smith ended up beating Hollins to the corner of the end zone.
But, like, really not even close. Like, no. That's just a bad read.
It,
like,
was.
He was covered, and yeah.
And so it's 21-16. You're like, crap, here comes Tampa.
Yeah.
And the defense gets the turnover on downs, which is back-to-back great plays. Our guy Craig Woodson, the eraser.
Eraser.
Erased the third down play.
Yeah.
And then Kalavon Chasen won't get credit for a sack, or at least he had the initial pressure. I forget who had Mayfield wrapped up.
Yeah, he was good.
Mayfield actually snuck out of it and completed, like, an over-the-shoulder pass to, I think it was Rashad White. But that was basically a sack on fourth down. The defense rose up there. And then Henderson kind of, sort of, put it away with a long touchdown run of 69 yards.
Nice.
Should he have slid there, Keith?
So it's actually hilarious because in real time, I was thinking the same thing. Because you're looking at the score and you're trying to be like, all right, if you slide. But didn't Tampa still have their timeouts?
They still had two timeouts. Yeah, yeah. Vrabel actually said that this morning.
Okay, right, okay. Yeah. So I'm like, but it's amazing that he looked to the sideline. Because, like, in real time, I'm like, I'm not sure. Because there are other times you've seen it and you've seen teams do it, and you're like, that was 100% the right call. That makes sense. And then you just knee it and the game's over. You don't have to worry about anything else. But this is one where, like, there's kind of just enough time mixed in with some timeouts. This is going to put you up by two scores. So go for it. So I think you made the right call.
I'm going to tell you, in real time, I also thought it was the right call. Then the Bucs came down and scored too easily.
Lickety splits.
Tez Johnson's second touchdown. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And Diggs made that incredible play on the onside kick where he got blown up,
but
was able to reel that in. So, I don't know. I was second-guessing myself, but in real time, I had no problem with him scoring on that play. He looked to the sideline. They waved him in.
Good heads-up play by him to not just be like, hey, I'm scoring the touchdown, which, again, I think was the right call, but at least to double-check and knew that he had that much ground in front of the closest defender where he could look over at the coaching staff, see what they wanted him to do, and they're like, get in there. And he's like, okay.
Go for it.
So, that was really, really something.
So, a monster game for Henderson really came down to two long runs, but 14 carries, 147, two touchdowns. Kyle Williams got in the end zone. Diggs had a great fourth down catch, which I want to get to here coming up. It was not Drake May's best. We talked about the interception. Keith, you talked about the end of the 100 quarterback rating. He was 89.4.
Yeah.
16 out of 31, 270, two touchdowns and a pick. Didn't have much going on the ground. Seven carries for 13 yards, but May talked about this yesterday. Another high-level team win for the Pats.
May's gritty. So proud of this team. Just every week we're fighting. Some things aren't going our way. We're handling adversity, battling adversity. Defense is stepping up. What a complete game. That's what we said all week. Show up for 60 minutes. It was a good football team. We knew if we got up, they were going to come back, and they came marching back. And just proud of the guys for standing up, especially our defense with a big stop. And just proud of this team.
Okay, he should be proud of the team and they're at and the progress they're making. And you know, to me, Keith, you can stack up what they've done against every single team in the AFC. I mean, record-wise, they're 8-2 with Denver and Indy. They've won 7 in a row, just like Denver. The next hottest teams after them are the Chargers and the Ravens. Thank you, Joe. With 3 each. I think you can stack up the 2 wins, Buffalo and Tampa, at Buffalo and Tampa, with what Indy's done, Denver and the Chargers.
Yeah, definitely.
With what Denver's done. They beat Philly. Good win.
Yeah.
But that's really the only win that stands out to me. Pittsburgh, and they're falling off. They've lost 3
out
of 4 after
last
night.
Look out below.
Pittsburgh has 2 good wins, Pats and Colts, but they're 5-4. Chargers now have beaten Kansas City and Denver. They've won 3 in a row. Watch out for the Chargers.
Yeah, nobody's talking about the Chargers. They're kind of the cat in the grass.
Buffalo has 2 good wins, KC and Baltimore. You know, KC has 2 good wins. Detroit and Baltimore. No one has more than the 2 quality wins that the Patriots have.
There's
any team in the AFC, and that might be it.
I think when people look at the Patriots schedule, they're like, oh, it's the worst schedule. It is. Or, like, a good schedule in that sense. But it is because, like, there's some of those really just bottom dregs teams. But it's not like the other teams are playing only awesome teams, right? Like, so some of their bad opponents might be the teams with 3 or 4 wins. Right, so like weighted, you'd be like, oh, well, win percentage, because the Pats have Browns and Titans and Saints and stuff like that, rather than, you know, teams that are like one notch above them. But if you're just talking about quality wins, yeah, I'll take the Patriots. Plus the way they're going. I mean, obviously they're on this long winning streak, but like they haven't missed a beat in so long. Like, you got to go all the way back to week 1 and 3 for their losses.
And it feels like Vrabel is dialed in. You know, their drive right before halftime, Keith, and they bookended it again. They got the fourth down touchdown to Diggs with the toe tap.
Great call. Well, I'm not necessarily even great play call. I just mean, like, great call to go for it.
Yes.
Like, in that moment, you're like, all right, you got Baker Mayfield on the other side. He wasn't exactly lighting it up, but you're like, you don't want to settle for a field goal there.
So they bookend it. They get the touchdown to Diggs.
Yeah.
They get the touchdown out of halftime on the long run to Travion Henderson. But that drive going into halftime, 14 plays, 78 yards, long third down conversion to Pop Douglas that gets him down, you know, right outside the 10-yard line. The first down play, Drake May, middle of the line for no gain. Do you think they were trying to score there?
Yeah.
May claims he was.
Yeah.
Vrabel didn't really answer it. You're going to hear it coming up.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to say.
I think they were trying to burn clock. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you're giving up another hit on the quarterback, you know, but I think either way, it probably would have worked.
Well, but I just think burning some clock there and not giving Baker Mayfield any time to come back, the way it worked out, it winds up looking brilliant. If that was intentional, maybe it wasn't. And then Henderson into the middle of the line twice for no gain. They hit Diggs in the corner for a 1-yard score.
What a catch.
Unbelievable catch.
What a ridiculous catch.
Like, that's why he's here.
Yes.
You know, plays like that. He did not have a monster game yesterday, but he had 2 massive plays. And the onside kick recovery, I think, was his only quote unquote touch of the second half.
Might have been
the onside recovery.
But like the level of difficulty on that, you know, like 1-yard line, you try to run it and you can't, and then you're like, all right, it all comes down to this. It's well covered. He catches it, gets his feet in bounds, and it's like, that's something that like these veteran elite receivers, like, they can do. Like, not every guy in the league can do that.
It's crazy. So here's Vrabel on that end of the half sequence and whether or not they were actually trying to score or what they were up to right before halftime.
Can you talk about the end of the first half sequence? Did you tell Drake to go down on purpose on first down?
It was a huge play for us on fourth down. Got confidence in our guys. And so to be able to have confidence in them at that moment and then come through, you know, that's about players and not necessarily play. So I was really excited and proud of Steph and Drake for scoring when we were and being able to end the half with the football in our hands.
What about the first down? Did you want to work in clock because of their timeout situation?
Like I said, we're just really excited that we could end the ball with the, you know, in our hands at the end of the first half and then be able to come out in the second half.
I think that's
fair.
A yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. May, you're right. Fair.
May said after the game he was trying to score.
Sure.
I don't believe him. I think that's what they were doing.
Well, so he's a liar?
I just think he was trying to score.
Yeah.
But
hey, it's not the end of the world here.
If I don't get in, it's not a big deal because we're running
bleed clock. Yeah. No, that worked out. That's good stuff.
So I think Vrabel's pretty dialed in.
Yes.
I think that's evidence of it. I think the team's pretty dialed in. They're feeling themselves. It was like a Patriots party yesterday in Tampa.
A lot of Pats people down there.
I mean,
yeah,
and
no
doubt. That tells you people are on board with what the team's doing and people believe in this team. And you should. No one else in the AFC has done more than you, I don't think.
No.
You're 8-2. You've won 7 in a row. You have 2 great wins on the road. I think you have the resume. I think it's fair to believe in this team and say it's not just year one of a rebuild and they're ahead of schedule. This is a team that can compete and contend this year.
Well, it's as simple as you have, and we'll get into this more, but you have the favorite to win the MVP, and you have, I don't know if he is odds-wise, but he should be the favorite to be coach of the year.
Ooh, I'll check that.
So if you go in with the best player and the best quarterback, specifically the best player being, or best quarterback, best coach, for years and years and years, we would always do that same exercise. And that was, you know, unfair because it was Tom Brady, but Tom Brady versus Bill, head-to-head, every single game, every single weekend, you're like, well, they obviously have the advantage. And didn't mean they won every single game, but you just went in knowing, all right, you're in a pretty good spot because you have the QB and you have the coach. All of a sudden, you do here. You know, last year, not the pylon last year.
No, it happened overnight, though.
Because
right,
last year, you started the year for the first 5 weeks of the season with perhaps the worst quarterback-coach combo in the NFL. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Debatable. And then you turn over to Drake May, and there's some growing pains, and you still had an inept head coach. So, like, you never had that advantage on a week-to-week basis. You never did. And then to start this year, even week one, you're like, all right, Vrabel and May or Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. Well, those guys get the better of you. And then talking about it the next day, you're like, I don't know, maybe those guys are a little bit ahead. And then something flipped in this team after the Steelers lost, right? Because that was a lot of turnovers. That was kind of a mess. And then since then, maybe it's blown out Carolina. Maybe it's the confidence of beating Buffalo. But after that, I'm looking at all the matchups. I'm like, I kind of like this combination
yeah.
more than almost anybody else.
Well, look, to your point, Vrabel and Steichen, both plus 145.
Okay,
at least tied. At least on DraftKings. And May is your betting favorite now to be the MVP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
MVP. MVP.
And no, we're not talking about Baker Mayfield, who lost to the Patriots yesterday 28-23. Your New England Patriots are now 8-2, a game and a half ahead of the Bills in the AFC East, 7-game winning streak. Screw the tiebreakers, because he actually fell to the number 3 seed in the AFC because of whatever the hell's going on with the Broncos tiebreaker. But you're getting big plays all over the place, Fitzy. You're getting entertainment value. If you want to know who the fastest players in the NFL scoring touchdowns are this weekend, pretty much it's New England Patriots rookies from day 2. Travion Henderson, first player in team history with 250-plus yard touchdowns. You got a Kyle Williams, 72-yard touchdown. Fitzy, I hate to say this because it feels like, you know, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves in November, but all is right in the world of Patriot Nation. It just really is.
Yeah, nature has healed itself, as the kids like to say. This is the proper order of things now. The New England Patriots back on top, everybody shaking an angry fist towards the statue with Tom Brady raising a defiant, triumphant fist outside of Gillette Stadium. The thing is now, going into the weekend, this was a little bit of a referendum game for the Patriots and the Mike Vrabel first-year run of things, because everybody wanted to know, all right, so you guys beat Buffalo. Maybe Buffalo's not as good as we thought, and maybe, you know, hey, you guys play Buffalo well in Buffalo, and Josh Allen's having a down year. Okay, why don't you play one of the best teams from the NFC, and why don't you go play them on the road, and then we can decide what kind of team you are. Well, guess what? The Patriots went on the road, armed with a ton of their fans and a lot of confidence. They even gave up a touchdown. They spotted the Buccaneers a touchdown early and then basically took control of that game the rest of the way. And the worst thing that could have possibly happened for the rest of the NFL and football America was they got the rookies going. Now that they have two of the fastest people in the NFL scoring long touchdowns, watch out, Andy. Watch out.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. That means, and you know what it means, it means we talk to Drake May at 2:30, the MVP front runner at this point from most of the books out there. Those of us that are sitting on that bet are loving that the odds are coming down and loving that he is the favorite and rolling towards what would be really a spectacular season. As much as we all thought Drake May was the dude and he was going to be the guy, he has gotten so far ahead of himself. And I hate to go to the rundown early, but Dan Ball loves to put things in the rundown and just have some fun with his hosts, Nick Fitzy Stevens. So He gives you this statistic. Players in NFL history to have 2,500 plus passing yards, a 70 plus percent completion percentage, 250 plus rushing yards, and 5 or fewer interceptions through 10 games of a season. Do you want the list?
Drake May.
You got time? Yeah, that's all the time you needed. It is indeed Drake May. It is a list of one. He is doing things that are unprecedented in the world of SID statistics. It is phenomenal to watch. And I will say, not his best, and SID, that's Sports Information Director Fitzy. It's not DTF. I didn't do anything like Tony Romo and say a weird acronym that has a meaning that either he doesn't know or he wanted to at least pretend on national TV he didn't know.
I'm pretty sure he probably didn't know, because there is no way in hell on the Tiffany Network that he would have said DTF, full well understanding what it meant. That said, I think DTF is the new LFG, at least for these Patriots.
Drake May is piling up the numbers early in the season. Did he have a red zone interception? Sure. It happens. Did he start the game off a little bit slow in the rain? Sure, it happens. Is that a conversation we may need to have more often or front-facing, looking into November in New England, December in New England, January? Absolutely. But for yesterday, he went in an MVP battle. That was an MVP battle. These were two guys in Baker Mayfield and Drake May that people said, oh, these are probably two top five MVP candidates. And he was by far the better quarterback. He led his team to victory. Did it get a little tighter at the end than maybe we would have liked? Sure, that happens. But I actually love that because you got your best win of the season. And I don't even think it's close because I always put road non-division games ahead of a division game because I think division games get weird. You see weird wins, weird losses. Oh, Patriots always beat the Bills. How come? I don't know, because it's a division game. Bills play better in Foxborough than they do in Buffalo against the Pitt. Like, weird stuff. Weird stuff happens. But you went on the road against a perceived Super Bowl contender. And yes, I know. I've heard a lot of people trying to yeah, but the Patriots in this one too, and I'm not going to allow for it. Yeah, but he doesn't have Godwin and Evans and Irving. Well, unless I missed it, Drake May was without his number one running back and number one wide receiver.
That's correct. That is correct.
So, oh, and also a starting linebacker if you want to keep going down the list. It's November. Teams are going to be banged up. All Drake May did is say, oh, you took my regular guy that goes deep? Well, I got this young guy over here who everybody tells me can go deep and run fast. I've seen it on the practice field. Let's see if it works in a game. 72 yards later, you have Kyle Williams celebrating in the end zone. So, that's the job of an MVP caliber quarterback, is to step up and carry the team or find other ways to win when you don't have all your weapons or you're not firing on all cylinders. And I've heard it from Portnoy. I've heard it from you and me on the Six Rings postgame show. You can hear and feel Damian Woody, the big man, says AFC comes through Foxborough. You're all on notice. The AFC, once again, travels through Foxborough, Massachusetts. Come early because there will be traffic on Route 1 if you want to take part in the proceedings. But we're back to that type of mindset. And I used the word last night, validating. I don't think there are any more yeah buts. In the 2025 season, you're a Super Bowl contender.
Yes, that is. It's not a playoff team anymore. It's just a playoff team. No, this
13 wins or bust.
13 wins is now the bar, I would say. If someone's gonna hit you at a sports book with, hey, remember we opened up at 8.5, we dropped it to 7.5, and then we bumped it up to 9.5.
That was all stupid.
It was, including the people like us who have to take our lap of shame. We said last night on the post game show that on Monday we would allow ourselves. We would allow ourselves to have the vegetables thrown at us, and you can ring the shame bell. Shame on us for not believing more in this team and their capacity to win double digit games. 12.5 is the over under right now, and I think everybody would take the over. That means the Pats could lose two of their remaining seven games. 5-2 with the schedule that they have seems perfectly doable. And the fact is, they've gone on the road and defeated two potential Super Bowl contenders or potential conference final champion show people or teams rather in the Bills and the Bucks. Why should I sit here now and say, I don't know, I'm a little bit of scared of them having to go down and take on the Ravens, or boy, Buffalo's going to come back on December 14th steaming mad and they're really going to show you one. Buffalo took a deuce in the bed last night down in Miami and rolled around in it for 3 hours. They are in serious disarray. And while the Ravens are playing good football, there is nothing about what the Patriots are doing right now, even in the face of injuries on both sides of the ball, that should make you, me, or anyone else that roots for them, talks about them, or has grown up around them say, yeah, I don't know. No, this is not just a playoff team. This is a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
And as you look around the AFC for comparison's purposes, because everybody wants to, oh, is Drake May going to start to get worn down? This is his first year as a full-time starter. He's taking a lot of hits, which we'll get into that later, because he is taking a lot of hits, and hits against Vita Vea are not sustainable. Like, I poo-poo some of the ones against, like, cornerbacks and these other guys. Vita Vea, when he comes full speed forward at you and lands, don't do that again.
He makes Vince Wilfork look like somebody who took Ozempic. Yeah.
You don't want to be doing that, Drake. But we'll talk to Drake about that and many more things at 2:30. Marcus Jones we'll talk to at 3:30. But I look at this football team and the quarterback in particular. So I'm watching Sunday Night Football last night, and I asked why, because it was a terrible game. But I watch and I see Aaron Rodgers backed up on his goal line, bouncing around with the ball out in one hand. It hits his right tackle. Ball rolls into the goal line. He has to fall on it. It's a safety. Or I watch Josh Allen going up against the Dolphins, and he's in the red zone. They're having a terrible day, but okay, if you score here, maybe you turned the ball over. Oh, I watch Daniel Jones. I watch him turn it over yet again, week after week, and then I watch him say, hey, Taylor, can you maybe run for like 250 today? Because I think we're going to need that if we're going to win. And all I see from Drake May is we're nitpicking. Mm-hmm. Did his balls sail a little bit early? Sure. Absolutely.
We're fine-tooth combing a guy right now that is like, weren't we supposed to just hope this season was, hey, Drake, you feel comfortable about being a starting quarterback for the Patriots? And are you the guy going forward worthy of like one of those near lucrative contracts? Not, hey, Drake, is there a chance you can put up some of the greatest numbers a sophomore sensation and second year quarterback has ever put up in the NFL and possibly make the Patriots a Super Bowl contender for the immediate, if not long-term future? I mean, it's not realistic. Like I always described what Brady and Belichick did, Andy, as a surreality. It was not reality. You lived in a world where they always made you relevant and you believed they could win anything at any time. Drake May is starting to do that, and he's 23 and he's had 21 NFL starts. This is nuts.
And we thought for a while the whole we all we got, we all we need. We were like, well, I'd like you to add a couple things at the trade deadline. Little did we know, though, you may not need to add if guys like Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams, who were bit players at best through the first half of the season, especially are actually going to do a lot more over the second half of the season. And I don't know. I have no idea if that was a one-off aberrational game at the bestest of times down in Tampa Bay, or if Travion Henderson is just figuring out, oh, yeah, I was the fastest guy in college, and I'm still the fastest guy, so if I get to the edge, I can kind of just run toward the end zone and halfway there ask my coach if I'm allowed to score. Sir, may I have another? Sir, may I have another? Oh, I can score? Okay, I'm going to do that then. Like, we didn't necessarily expect. I think we had kind of actually given up. We had gotten to midseason, and all those hopes of offensive rookie of the year for Travion Henderson and big play receiver for Kyle Williams, I think we had all kind of given up. Not in a bad way, not that they're busts, but like, it's probably not going to happen this year. We might have to wait till next year.
Lofty expectations, right?
Right.
Like, let's take the burden off of them. Let's just get them comfortable and see if they can be supporting characters, not like full-time players, but supporting characters on this Patriots team. Andy, when you look at the way forget about Kyle Williams because he hit the nitrous the second he caught that ball and nobody was catching him. And not enough is being made about both how Drake somehow dropped that throw in a bucket on the side like that and or the catch that he made and the move that Kyle Williams made to free himself up for the scoot, boot, and six. We need to talk about how obvious it is. Travion Henderson doesn't even look like the same player. The guy that was carrying the ball and looked like he was tiptoeing through a room full of sleeping babies versus the guy who is running now at a rampage speed. It is night and day. He has figured out, he has unlocked his next level of his game. He's comfortable at the pro level. He's hitting the top speed faster. He's not trepidatious. It doesn't look like he's thinking of, oh no, I can't fumble like my big bro Ramondre. Like he's playing. He's playing now. He's not thinking. It's not reckless. He's just playing with the kind of aggression and abandon, A, you know Mike Vrabel loves, and B, that is more accustomed to his game.
And if they're going to add contributions from Travion Henderson and Kyle Williams, and I'll even Dr. Gibby. Jack Gibbons was in there yesterday for Christian Ellis, leads the team in tackles. Craig Woodson, the eraser, the young guys, popping guys late in game to force incompletions when the Bucs are trying to come back. If you're going to add those guys to the previously known commodities, like you know you're going to get contributions from Diggs and Hollins. How do I know that? Well, they caught 11 balls yesterday for like 150 yards and a key touchdown at the end of the second quarter. We know what you're going to get there. If you're adding a few more options, that makes this more sustainable because there were times, I have to be honest with everybody, in terms of this offense and Drake May, I wondered if it was sustainable. It was like, can he keep throwing at such a high percentage rate down the field? And guess what? He can't. It's come down a little bit down the field, but it's also not bad when you hit Kyle Williams and he does the rest. And you're right. It was a great throw. He's making throws that he needs to make at this point, maybe not quite with the same frequency. But Drake May, is this sustainable? Yes, it's absolutely sustainable. I'm starting to think this is who he is. The two questions are the weather that started this game. When it was pouring, he was 2 of 7. and he wasn't throwing the ball well, and he came on after that. And then the hits. Ted Johnson's been big on this. I haven't been as big until this week, but the Vita Vea hit, and then the cheap shot that that number 23 took at him when he was wrapped up on the sideline.
What's it? Yike or like
something?
Tyke.
Yeah, Tyke. Yeah, Tyke. That was dirty.
Hit,
I didn't care for that.
Watch that one on slow-mo again on your socials. If you just Google, if you just type in Drake May on X or Instagram, that'll likely pop up in the first couple of hits, if you will. And, you know, I know it was, that's one of those ones. We parsed over this for a little while yesterday on the post-game show, but I'd like to revisit it momentarily. Yes, by the letter of the law, that is a legal hit because Drake May is still in bounds.
And a runner.
And a runner. But A, I mean, the dude is about to touch the out-of-bounds marker, so you can probably lay up. You're getting in a crack, and I know that's the whole idea. Like, if you can, at the end of the round, Andy, like, the ref is about to come over and, like, wave the hands off, and I can sneak in one last body blow. That's going to probably, you're going to feel that in the minute off in the corner in the next round as well. So I get it. Tyke Smith, I believe it was. But also, this, like, the NFL has to protect their stars. Sorry. Like, the NFL is a, forget about the Patriots, just the NFL is a better place with your star quarterbacks, of which now Drake May officially has one of the silver cards. Like, he can touch it up against the pad, and he is in the star quarterback club with Mahomes and Allen. Now, they have special lounges in the rear with Lamar and everybody else, but he belongs in the star quarterback club. I thought that second hit, A, could have hurt him, and B, I'm with you on that one and other people that believe quarterbacks need a little special care.
Yeah, and he is now, as you said, whatever the club is, he's the front runner for MVP, so treat him like it. I think it's a little bit like Jaylen Brown's rant on Twitch last week about, you know, star players and treatment and calls and different things. Yeah. Well, he entered that all-NBA club, for lack of a better term, with Drake May. He is now an MVP-caliber quarterback, and I hate to be that guy,
nope,
but it's true. If that's Patrick Mahomes, the flag flies immediately.
Oh.
Absolutely.
The guy would rip his underwear out trying to reach for his flag and throw it out. Are you kidding
me? And the guy actually did call a flag, and I think they talked him out of it because they realized he was in bounds and he's a runner. Because he threw the flag, and then he threw his hat for the second flag. So I think
he's like, give me anything else I can throw to let everybody know Drake May took a pop.
So the guy right there, I think his instincts were, oh, the quarterback, you shouldn't hit him like that. That doesn't seem right. I'm throwing something else. I'm throwing some laundry. But he walked away. And that's the most important thing on a short week. He walked away, no time in the blue tent, and he needs to avoid those. But in terms of his mistakes, whether it's the early throws, the errant throw in the red zone that turned into an interception, Vrabel on the Greg Hill show this morning said flat out, bad decision. He extended a play and made a bad decision. It's going to happen. But guess what? The more I watch, it's happening to pretty much everybody. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Daniel Jones, all these contemporaries that are your competition for the playoffs and best quarterback and all that crap, it's happening, and it's not happening to Drake May all that often for a first-year starter.
Who has been the and when you mention all those other quarterbacks, Andy, the crazy thing is Drake May has elevated his game. We had hoped it would be right around here for everyone who's watching at twitch.tv/BostonWEI. Hello. It's right there, right? And then we thought, like, maybe it, like, it could be, you know, like, ooh, he would elevate this year. He has taken his game, like, to up over the top, almost unbelievable levels. And that's now his cruising altitude. You mentioned Daniel Jones, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. They have all had turbulence throughout the course of the season. They have had ups and downs. They have had good games, sometimes elite games. They have also had some bad games. Josh Allen, I can think of two. He had a cruddy game against the Falcons, and he played terribly yesterday against the Dolphins. Daniel Jones has not been carrying the horses of Indianapolis to victory the last few weeks. That's been your other MVP candidate, Jonathan Taylor, doing the job. Drake May has been the driving force behind all of these Patriots victories for, get this, not weeks, months now. Months.
So we start with Drake May. Is he legitimately the front runner for the MVP award as he has been anointed by the casinos and the books? Because CBS wasn't willing to do it. Their fancy little CGI graphics still had Mahomes and Josh Allen on top of the mountain and Drake May trying to climb it. Well, update your graphics because Drake May is on top of the mountain and he might have thrown a couple of those guys off the top of the mountain. They may be clinging by a fingertip on the cliff. And then the secondary question is, Are you truly believing in your New England Patriots? Are they a Super Bowl contender? Do the playoffs run through Foxborough? You have an opportunity here. You have an opportunity to be the number one seed and get the bye that comes with it and host a home game on the divisional round weekend. All of those things are ahead of you with a schedule that, as Fitzy said, 5-2, something in there. That's probably the low end. That's probably worst case scenario, 5-2. You can dream higher. You can dream of 14-3 if you want. You can dream of 15-2 if you want. But certainly 13-4 is very much in play for Mike Vrabel's football team and his quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.